This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Download the app. You can take us on the go. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. Going to connect with our pal Chris Caputo, GW head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be our college hoops insider, too. He joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Good morning, coach.
CC. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
What's happening?
Thanks for joining us.
Congratulations on a 21-win season so far, and hopefully more to come.
I appreciate it.
Year three.
It's been a while around here.
Oh, yeah, right. just kind of give us, and you guys are going to be playing in the CBC. It's the College Basketball Crown Tournament. It's going to start late March in Vegas on Fox. So I don't know if it's on Fox or FS1, but you could correct me on that. But
yeah, the first couple rounds are on FS1, and then if you get to the semifinal and the final, that's on Fox.
Cool. So just kind of before we start hitting the brackets and talking about VCU and George Mason not getting in, that type of stuff, why don't you just give us just kind of a quick rundown on how you think the GW season went?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we had a great year. We had a bad injury in the summer. Garrett Johnson, you guys may know, is a Northern Virginia guy and was four-time Rookie of the Week last season. And the guy we thought would be one of our best players, maybe one of the best players in the league. He tore his ACL in the summer after dealing with some other injuries. So I was pretty down all of June, thinking, okay, how are we gonna have a good year? And our group really came together. And you know, it's 21 wins, most since 2016, 500 record in the league, you know, obviously very, very competitive, won a game to get to the quarterfinals of the A-10. And all that stuff is just what GW was doing from the early 90s to 2016 when they won the NIT, but you know, haven't really been able to get that going since. We were joking with a couple of our young radio guys that cover us and said, like, okay, how old were you when the last time, you know, GW went to the NIT or postseason, I was 12. So it's been a while. We've taken a good step forward. And I think we're in position to keep it moving in the right direction and then sustaining that for a long time. So we're excited, and we got great support here from our president, our board, and everybody, our athletic director. So I feel like we're in a good spot.
So, Coach, how do you keep a bunch of 19 to 23-year-olds, I'm guessing that's the general age of your roster, focused when you're heading out to Vegas for a tournament? You're like, hey, fellas, this is a business trip. This is not about staying out until 3 in the morning playing blackjack. How do you keep these guys dialed in on the task at hand?
You know, it's funny. I've never coached a team in Vegas, but, you know, there's some of these preseason tournaments out there and conference tournaments, so I'm going to call a couple of those guys and ask them what they've done. I was proud of our group last year. We were down at the Baja Mar, and I can tell you we logged the fewest moments at the craps table of all the teams. But there were times that I'd, you know, come out of shoot around or a meeting or something, and I'd see some of the other teams, and they were pretty engaged. I don't think our guys really knew what to do. So I'm hopeful that's still the case.
Hey, I don't even know if you can talk about this in terms of numbers, but can you? What's the difference between what you guys spent on the roster in NIL this year as compared to next year when there's kind of a salary cap? I know each school can spend like $21-22 million, and I'm not saying you guys are going to spend that much, but what's the difference going to be?
Here's how I would say, and I don't want to get into the specifics, but yeah, we'll be in much better position than we've been in the past, as will, I think, many of the members of the Atlantic 10. I think where we can benefit as a league, as can the Big East, is, look, you don't have to spend 20. That's just the max. But if you opt into the settlement and you don't have football,
right?
You know, now you're in position to be very competitive. If you think about some of the numbers that actually been out there already, right? The Big 12, I think I saw Texas Tech, you know, okay, they're going to do 20. Well, 15.5 of that goes to the football program.
Right.
So now you're down to four, and I think they said 3.5 was going to go to basketball. Now, of course, they can still raise money on top of that. But I think the whole then that has to actually go through this third party Deloitte group that has to determine if that's a real NIL deal or not. You know, if that's market value. So I think there's, in football, there's probably more concerns with the whole Deloitte thing than in basketball. In basketball, you know, the numbers you hear at the top end of what it will take to win the national championship, you know, you're hearing these $7 and $8 million numbers. But I think teams that are, you know, trying to be really competitive, I think VCU put out there, you know, they're going to be in the $4 or $5 million range. I think the teams at the top of the Atlantic 10, you know, that's what they probably shoot for. But the good news, I think even the bottom of the league has to come in at a certain number that I think will make them more competitive than they have in the past. And then if we're going up against a league like, let's say, the Mountain West, that's gotten a number of teams in the tournament, well, they have football.
Right.
And so while they're really good programs, I mean, we're going to go play Boise in Vegas. They're terrific. They're one of the first four teams out. But going forward, they're going to have to deal with the football issue. And I don't know exactly what that'll look like that for them, but they don't have big TV dollars as it relates to football either.
Yes.
So it could be a different time. And I do think the Big East and the Atlantic 10 could really benefit.
That helps, man. It really does.
Coach, how much of your time as a coach, we've heard other coaches talk about this, but how much time do you spend coaching versus everything else? Like, if you had to give us a percentage.
Yeah, I mean, look, during the season, you're coaching pretty hard. We've got a great staff that's doing a lot of stuff as well. But yeah, in the off season, it is, you know, for 2 years, it's been fundraising, you know, has been the number one, because we couldn't field a team that could win 21 games in the Atlantic 10 without, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, before I got here, those were not the numbers that they were raising for the men's basketball program here. You know, so we had to spend a lot of time, you know, almost 10x-ing what it had been. And in order to do that, you know, as you guys know, you know, raising money, it's not like you meet somebody one time and then they give you money the next day. Right? Yeah. Relationships have to be built. And there's no return on this money other than the success of the program. And so some of these people have to believe in your vision. They have to like you. They have to think that there's a value here outside of just winning a few basketball games. And, you know, I think that there is at our place, but, you know, having to articulate that to people takes time and trust. And they have to trust that, you know, now the good part of it is institutionally with our president and the people in charge at our place, like, I think there is a belief that they are also engaged in this.
So I don't want you to speak for Coach Larrañaga, but, you know, you came up with him, and I'd imagine it was totally different back then when you were making a Final Four run.
Sure. I joke with everybody at Miami that, you know, my last year we went to the Elite Eight and we were up 6 at half on Kansas, the eventual national champion. And, you know, nobody was getting NIL on that team, you know. And so it took them quite a bit more money to win that second half to go to the Final Four the next year, you know. But anyway, no, I mean, you know, look, times have changed. But I do think the settlement here can stabilize some of this, to be honest. You know, you're not robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's coming from the institutions. You know, if you're not using third parties to, you know, help raise the money and things like that. So, you know what? We could find a little bit more stability here in the future.
So the 1A-10 team that gets in, one bid conference, is VCU. They win conference championship.
Yeah.
I know you're not upset. You're not happy about that. The Mountain West, the Mountain West could have had 5 in if Boise State would have beat Colorado State in the championship. They could have had 5. Now, one of their teams last night got bludgeoned. But VCU is going to play BYU in the first round, and you know BYU can shoot it, man. They've got 3 or 4 kids, and they play like 9 or 10 guys. But your thoughts on the VCU BYU game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, VCU is a veteran team. You know, they have great guard play.
Yep.
They shoot the 3 very well. They pressure you. I think one of the things that they did really well in our league is they really played the analytics game of they offensive rebounded at an incredibly high rate. And that's kind of the trend you start to see, you know, in college basketball and the NBA is, you know, for a time it was, hey, let's, you know, Virginia, Tony Bennett, hey, let's get back and set our defense. We're not sending everybody to the glass, right? Analytics is saying, look, the value of getting an offensive rebound is pretty tremendous, right? Wow. Because you can either get fouled, you can either put it back in, or a lot of times you're spraying that thing out for 3s. And so where VCU was really, really good is they could shoot, they could turn you over. You know, they could shoot 3s. That's highly analytical. They could turn you over, right? Now you're getting a chance to score without a set defense. And if they missed, they were all over the offensive glass.
Mm-hmm.
They're also one of the oldest teams. I think when you look at the NCAA tournament, I believe they can win some games. I think they're 37 in D1 experience. They've got guys, I mean, obviously everyone knows the kid Jack Clark. I think he's been in school
7 years.
Nixon was president when he first started, you know. And so, you know, number of different guys with that sort of experience. And then, you know, you look at BYU, again, really good freshman guard. From Europe, you know, you want to talk about NIL, you know, my understanding is BYU's collective not only paid him to come, but they paid his buyout from Barcelona.
Wow.
So you know, when Barcelona's not going to let one of their best players leave without you paying them, right? And then you still have to pay the player.
Yeah.
You know, he is joined by a number of experienced guys because, as we know, you know, BYU is going to have a certain amount of guys that went on missions as well. So I like both teams, but, you know, I'm going to go with VCU, who I think is really, really good. I think is really, really good. And you know, in the old RPI, I said this yesterday on Twitter, you know, George Mason's RPI is very similar right now to the RPI we had when we went to the Final Four in the round of 32. We're just not going by the RPI anymore.
Right.
I think they're a tournament team. Yeah.
Talking to Coach Chris Caputo from GW, talking about the NCAA tournament. All right, Coach Caputo, which of the 1 seeds do you like the best? If you had to put it all on one of the 1 seeds, hypothetically, which one do you like the best?
Can we check in with Duke's trainer to see how Cooper Flagg's doing?
Let's assume Flagg's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to cop out here and pick 2. I do think, and I know this sounds pretty what do they call it? Chalky.
Yeah.
Look, Duke's margins have been historically good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Duke's margins, and that is something that I think as a predictor, you have to look at. So the margin of victory. That being said, they have not played in a great ACC. certainly not the ACC that I coached in for 11 years that, you know, was filled with NCAA tournament teams. And so Florida, to me, is, you know, a top 10 team in both offense and defense. And they've done it in what they're saying is the historically the best league ever. And so I do like Florida, you know, and again, everyone kind of probably is picking them right now.
I'd say you like Florida just real quick because a couple of us are Maryland alums. If Maryland were to advance to play Florida, do you give them any chance? They just run five guys at you, the Crab Five.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, you know, those guys have found an incredible amount of chemistry. They're incredibly good defensively. You're talking about Maryland's sixth best defense in the country versus Florida's number one offense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, they're going to be challenged by Florida's offense. But I think they're up for the task. So yeah, I give them a chance for sure. Yeah.
What coach do you think has the most to prove? Kind of putting you on the spot here, but you know, guys like Kelvin Sampson, guys like Rick Barnes, obviously Calipari, because Calipari had such great teams at Kentucky, but he was getting bounced early the last few years. So is there a coach that comes to mind that has a lot to prove? Maybe John Shire.
Yeah, I mean, I think all those names. I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Tom Izzo, though, and I'm going to tell you why. Hmm. I think Tom Izzo is on this, you know, long, long quest to win the national championship again since it's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, the year 2000, he's obviously had an incredible program, a number of Final Fours and all that. And, you know, he was a young guy when they won the first one. Here he is at 70 years old, and you know, I think everyone in coaching loves him because they know what a great guy he is, and then we also kind of like his cranky act, you know, as well. But I just think, like, man, like, this guy looks like he is just torn apart that it's been this long since they've won another one. And so, I don't know, I think he's kind of on a mission, and he's got a top 10 team and a team that could probably do it, but it's I know that's one I'm going to watch because I think he's on this quest that's 30 years in the making.
Tell you what, that kid, Jason Richardson's kid, Jace Richardson, man,
he's like a top 10 pick,
He's a baller.
Yeah.
All right, before we let you go, you kind of gave us one already with VCU, but give me another double-digit seed that you like in the first round.
Yeah, double-digit seeds. I mean, look, you got to think that Yale can win a game, right, because they won one last year.
Right.
The other one I would say, which is incredible, is UC San Diego.
Man, their defense is so good.
Incredible. I mean, we played them here. It's funny, when I got the job, they had gone out there the year before, and then we had these guys returning. I didn't really know much about them. I'm like, holy cow, like, why did we play this game? This is a brutal home-and-home. Other than you get some sun in San Diego, these guys are really, really good.
What was the result of that game?
No, they won. They beat us. They were good. Yeah. So, yeah, I think those two, would be the two. Yale with their experience and their confidence of winning last year. And then they're both in the same region, San Diego, UC San Diego, just because I think, you know, you look at their season, it's been quite, you know, incredible.
I think UC San Diego is number two in the country in defensive turnover ratio, and Michigan loves to turn the ball over, so that could be trouble. And Michigan's only a two-point favorite. They're only a two-point favorite in that game, so
They've had a magical year, UC San Diego.
Hey, Coach, right, congratulations on a great season. And
thanks,
so how many
days we'll watch you in the crown?
Since you guys aren't playing for another 2 weeks,
I know,
how many days are you giving the guys off, or are you giving them off at all?
Yeah, so we're taking this week off, but they're doing a little bit of conditioning. They're all getting skill work in because they do that all the time, and a little bit of lifting. And then we'll practice Monday and kind of map out a practice week, fly to Vegas on Saturday, and then we'll play at I guess it's 2:30.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vegas time.
Okay.
On Monday against Boise on FS1. So, and if we win, we either get, I think, Butler or Utah. So,
all right.
Be fun.
I mean, yeah, it's great for you. Are you kidding?
It's awesome, man.
National TV. And look, you look at this tournament, and again, all respect to the NIT, but you look at the field of our tournament with Georgetown and Cincinnati and, you know, Boise and Butler and Villanova. I mean, this is a hell of a tournament.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Good stuff. Right. That's Coach Chris Caputo.
All right, see, thanks,
Coach.
Buddy.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff, man.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.